Alrighty, welcome. This is Tech Ego. My name is Franz, and I'm going to be with you in this hour. And today I'm not going even to suffer because Envalde is here. He's going to be my eyes. I left my eyes in the office there, so I cannot. You cannot duplicate work. Today we are going to look at three things: democracy, leadership, and technology. Can they work together? Democracy, leadership, and technology. Can they work together? We know that we have democratic leadership, but can we have a technocratic leadership? We are going to broaden it. It's not just going to be a government issue, but it's going to be an operational issue, general, like in business. In business companies, in church, in households, can we have a democratic leadership? Or because if we base it on democratic leadership, it becomes political. So I don't want it to be democratic leadership. I want to parallel technology, leadership, and democracy to see if it works together. And mind you, I'm not going to use Ukraine and Russia. I'm not going to put any Ukraine or Russia into the perspective of what I'm talking about, or of what we are going to be discussing. What comes to your mind when you hear the word technocracy and democracy, and then leadership? These are three horses. Can they be ridden at the same time? Or maybe we can treat democracy as a jacket, leadership as an undergarment, and then technology as maybe shoes or trousers, whatever you. But can they be worn? Do they match in terms of color? Do they match? Democracy, leadership, and technology. That is what we are going to be discussing today. We look at how democratic is technology. And how technological is leadership? So how democratic is the technology, and how technological is the leadership? That is what we want to start looking at. So there are things that we need to look at. First of all, countries have achieved independence, and they have achieved reforms. They have constitutions. They are governed by the rule of law. So that is democracy, and that's democratic leadership, where after 5 years, there are elections that are held, and most of the elections are proven to be free and fair. So most of the elections are proven to be free and fair, and they are held after 5 years. And of course, today we had, it's a final day of the campaign between Emmanuel Macron and Noreen Le Pen. Noreen Le Pen is back. They contested again for this election few years ago. I don't know whether it was 2017 or 2016, one of those years. And people are saying it's a tight race. So that's democracy, and that's leadership. But is leadership technocratical? People are talking about technocracy, and they are afraid. And last year, I've been talking too much on technocracy. I've been talking too much about technology taking over, and all that. And I'm not going to go there today, as such. But I just want us to make a difference. If there is, and there, that's where I want you to come in. I want you to call in and let's have a logical discussion on these three powerful pillars that we see that are now taking over the world. Technology, leadership, democracy. Technology, government, and democracy. It doesn't really make sense, but let's make sense of it. So, and I'm now busy defining leadership, and paralleling it with democracy. That in many countries, there are elections, and their leaderships are democratic. They are led by rule of law. That is democracy. Where does technology come in? Does it have an equal position with democracy and with leadership? Does it have an equal power, or does it have an equal voice? Does technology have an equal voice? So does it have an equal voice? We are going to see. Leadership, or the government, is riding. Let's use the government of Namibia, for example, is riding on a horse called democracy. Or either the government is a horse and democracy is a rider. Whoever is powerful than the other, I tend not to know. But is a government powerful than democracy? Is democracy powerful than the government? So we have to make sure, maybe when we are going to talk about it from a political point of view, we'll then define who is riding on who between democracy and government. Who is a rider? So the Namibian government is on democracy, the pillars of democracy. We're talking about the pillars of democracy. But what are the pillars of technology? Because technology is something to be reckoned with now. It has proven, the only thing that has proven to, something that has emerged victoriously during the COVID-19 pandemic 2020, the lockdowns. Do you know that democracy failed in 2020? And to some point, leadership also failed. They went into total lockdowns. Offices were locked. Leadership, somewhere, somehow, failed with democracy. So the rule of law in terms of freedoms, those freedoms were suspended. But guess what? Mr. Technology was on float, did not sink. And he said, oh, guys, I can give you a solution. Trust me. I can pilot this aircraft until it lands. I can sail this ship until it lands. And we have seen a lot of innovation coming out in 2020, and we are no longer going to normalcy as far as this is concerned. And that's a reality. And I'm going to talk about that, the impact of that. So One of the pillars we talk about, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, automation, collaboration, and those tools, those are SANs. Those are technology pillars upon which people could do their work. Leadership went on holiday. Democracy went on holiday. But technology was fully intact. So can technology have equal voice? Or when you are listening to the voices, these three voices, leadership, democracy, and technology, which one has more voice? Which one has much voice right now as we speak with you? Which one has much voice? Which one has become the mother board? And I'm going to tell you what. Technology has become the mother. Leadership needs technology. Democracy needs technology. So how does technology then democratize leadership? That is what we are going to be looking at after we go for a short break. We should go for a short break and we'll be right back.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
All right, we continue. So how does technology then democratize leadership? And we are not going to only focus on the democratization of leadership. We are also going to answer the question, how does it autocratize leadership? If there is such a word. So how does it autocratize leadership? How does technology enhance autocracy? And how does it enhance democracy at the same time? This may sound to be a new point to you, but it's something that has been happening without us really giving it a name or a definition. Let's use the issue. I said I'm not going to touch the Ukrainian issue, but let me touch it because it makes more relevance now. Because if I go back to COVID-19, COVID-19 doesn't, it might make sense, but let me use something fresh. In the issue of Ukraine and Russia, in that conflict, technology is doing two things. It's democratizing the other side and autocratizing the other side. How is it democratizing it? Technology is making possible that the voice of the Ukrainians is heard. Technology is making it easier so that everything Ukrainian is published and it is given precedence, is given preeminence. So whatever comes from Ukraine is given precedence. And attention by the world. So, it is given attention by the world because technology is doing that. Twitter is doing that. Google is doing that. YouTube is doing that. Instagram is doing that. Facebook is doing that. WhatsApp is doing that. Telegram is doing that. Snapchat and even NFTs, they are doing that to make sure that the voice of the Ukrainians is heard. That is democracy. Now, at the same time, technology is making sure that Russia's voice is shut. So, they are making sure that the voice of Russia is shut. YouTube is doing it. Facebook is doing it. BBC is doing it on their BBC technology thing. All those platforms are doing it to make sure that nothing Russian can pass and can get as presidency as that of Ukraine. So that is democratization and autocratization at the same time. So technology can do that, can multitask. It can multi-represent people. It can be used to enhance democracy, and it can also be used to enhance autocracy. It can also be used to enhance hypocrisy at the same time. So that is from a government or from an international and from a political level. That is what technology is doing. Technology was used in 2020 in the advent of COVID-19 to make sure that the information on COVID-19 is spread. That partly democracy. But the autocratic part of it was to shut down any voice that seems to be questioning the efficacy and the science behind certain decisions that were taken by governments. So that is autocratic. But the democratic side of it, it was everybody got information from government using those platforms. The autocratic part of it is that the government was the only one that was having a voice. Any other voice was shut. YouTube did it. Google did it. And to the point that we also had international fact checkers coming in. They did it. And they will continue to did it. But then, that democratic and autocratic at the same time, because you only advocate for one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is shut. So that's what technology can do. It represents everyone, but in a different way. And it serves everyone. Technology, to me, I will treat it as a bee that produces both honey and a sting. So the other side of the bee, honey is flowing. But this other side, you get a sting. So the sting can be autocracy. And the honey should maybe be democracy. So how does technology democratize leadership? And how does it autocratize leadership? During elections in many countries, websites are shut and internet is limited because they curb what they call fake news and disinformation. And that is what is going on with Western technology, that they are shutting any voice from Russia and they are welcoming anything Zelensky says is angelically, biblically correct. So it's an ecclesiastical voice. It's doctrinally, it's biblically, and it is, they make everything biblical. So everything that is coming from the Russian side is demonized. So that is technology. How does it now democratize households? How does technology now comes to them? I'm now coming down, because that was politics. That is international politics. Now we are coming to household. How does it democratize households? In households right now, there is a very big autonomous, there's a shift in how people do things, how people live their lives. For example, the leadership of mom and dad can either be democratized or autocratized by technology. When they introduce Wi-Fi in the house, it will also depend on how much tech savvy they are. They will say, you can only search this site, not this site. So in some households, you are limited as to what site you can go. That is autocracy, you know? That can be deemed as autocracy. But in somebody can say, this is order. We are protecting children from harmful content. But to some, they will say, this is autocracy, because a child needs to choose what they want. They need to have access to whatever they want.
It's Sunday lunch, and Mama's cooked our favorite real good chicken.
Lunch is ready.
I hand her my plate, hoping to get my favorite piece of chicken, the drumstick. Salad, pumpkin, rice, and now for the moment I've been waiting for, the most delicious chicken ever. Of course I got a drumstick, because Mum buys the 2 kilograms real good chicken mixed portion bags, so that everybody in the family can enjoy their favorite piece of chicken. Real good chicken, real tender, real tasty, real good. Proud project of Namib Poultry.
It's time to celebrate your culture wherever you go. Are you ready to win big with a passion for your culture? Then you should definitely be part of the Culture Collection Journey, as we display Namibia's diverse culture across the country. Buy any Omaire, Oshitaka or Oshikandela product and SMS the unique code on the gable top or cap to 88100 to win your share of $500,000 Namibian dollars. Keep pack as proof. Valid from 18 March to 29 April 2022. Culture Collection. Celebrate your culture. T's and C's apply. Powered by Namibia Dairies.
All right. We continue. And we continue. So it is 30 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. And if you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-238-401. Eagle FM.
Hello, how are you, sir?
Fine, how are you?
I am fine. I think democracy, leadership, and what is this?
Technology.
And technology. Yeah, I think they work together. They work together nowadays. You find that technology is everywhere. So it must be used to lead people sometimes. For example, even when you watch TV, our local MDC, so when those people, the MPs, they're in the parliament, they will make sure that there is transparency. If there is something, any issue that they are discussing on, they make sure that there is transparency. If either you watch them on television and you listen to local radio stations, so already we are watching a TV or listening to the radio as media of as a source of information. So that is technology. For example, during COVID-19, President Hagegengo, or let me say most of the African countries, I mean all the countries in the world, so the president could just say, now you're having a state of emergency, no freedom of movement, you cannot move from one place to another. Remember, he has freedom of moving from one place to another. So they made sure that they conducted the state of emergency, and then nobody was allowed to do anything. Not Sri Lanka, people could not do whatever thing. That information was transferred to people through technology. So when both movements were denied, already you can see that it was a bit of autocrat that was used there. So to stop people from moving around while they had that freedom. In other words, on that issue, Democrats was like broken a bit, and then no one could speak on some of the issues. Whenever you could speak, nobody could hear you. Especially the business people, these guys were selling alcohol, people were selling in the street and other stuff. Everyone was not allowed to do that because of, especially when you were having a business. So most of the people got. So those things were prohibited when the police officers find you selling alcohol and other stuff. People were getting arrested for that. So this information was disseminated through technology. When you look at the school learners, especially those with good internet, especially schools in urban areas, there were a lot of classes that were done through technology. They were done on TV. Learners could watch, you know. Some they could do their classes on WhatsApp. So that is how technology is influencing democracy and leadership. So people can lead. Even when you go in schools, you find that maybe if a 10 school, they have a WhatsApp group where they share ideas. Sometimes the principal can just say, tomorrow we are going to have a meeting on Friday. When you must come, we have to attend, everyone must attend. So he has or she has shared that information on WhatsApp. That is technology.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your point.
Okay, my brother.
Yes. Now, how does it become democratic in household? Like I said, in some households, they allow you to search, to use technology as you want. So that's the democratic side of it. You are autonomous. You can do anything you want with your phone. So, but they can block it to say, we block this Wi-Fi, we block all these websites on our website, on our Wi-Fi. They will not open. And the technology can also be weaponized in households. To say, guys, if you are not going to do what you want, what I'm telling you, this month I'm not going to pay for any Wi-Fi. So they're going to be a Wi-Fi sanction, a data sanction. So it is in the hands of the, it's in the hands, just like beauty in the eye of the beholder. And unfortunately, I'm not one of those beholders. But Wi-Fi is also in the hands of the one that pays for it. So they can use it to sanction. Now, when it comes to business operations, the technology can also be leadership can also be democratized by technology through innovations. For example, when people become autonomous, when they have tools to work, when they have tools to work from home, and the more autonomous they are, the more they feel that, the more they understand that you need to be driven by zeal and passion, the more efficient and the more effective the work becomes, because people are working on their own. But at the same time, it can be disastrous if people don't understand this, because autonomy to some will just create laziness. People will just become lazy. They will not work. And therefore, it might be disastrous. So on this point, I'm a little bit careful. Eagle FM.
Yes, Frank.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
You know, those three things that you are talking about, you can only make sense to it when you try to connect it and see the relationship between the things.
Yeah.
But the first thing is leadership, man.
Mm.
Where there is a situation and the leader and the followers, then the leadership must decide. Ne? Then the situation here, you can take democracy and the technology. It's a situation. And both the leader and the follower should influence each other and make a decision about those two things. Democracy, that when we talk of democracy, you should see democracy as a choice, not democracy as you understand it in Western context, like in American context, if you can put it like that. Because democracy is a choice. You can make a choice of everything through leadership, that what type of governance you want, what type of economic system that you want, what type of service, public goods and service that you need to give to your people. That's a choice. And democracy should not always reduce to election. Election is just part of it.
And then where does technology come in? Does it have the equal voice?
I'm saying technology, when you put technology, leadership must also decide on the technology that they want, that they can produce themselves. And if they don't have the capacity, if they have to borrow it from other people, they must also define the sovereignty of theirs in using it.
But it seems that technology is the one that is deciding the type of leadership now that should be in place.
Look, I'm telling you from the best thing, from the foundation of issue, to say, look, for the technology that you have, you should have. That's why you must avoid adapting technology which you yourself have no control over. When you talk of Facebook, when you talk of what and those internet, are we having control over it? Because this is a service that we are seeing technology, but it's not ours. We are only adopting it, and somebody's controlling what you are saying, where you are saying. Remember last time when we in tech, when you talk of to say information, how safe is our information and what? You see, this is the thing that you need first to understand. That's why when you don't have control over the technology that you are using, then you are prone to be influenced by anything. The same as when you see when the Americans say Russia, they cannot use that financial transaction system, Wi-Fi or something. You see, that technology was not for the Russians. Russians were only using it because it's not theirs. It was used to punish them that no, you can no longer use this. It's the same as with us. When we are saying you can take, that's why those technology, the leadership that we have is the one that influences what you see. What you see, the choice that people make, and also that in terms of even the which you saw include technology, Because when I say situation is everything. It can be, a situation can be an opportunity or can be like a threat. But opportunity have to be preserved. Then threat have to be suppressed. This is a basic way if you want to understand this thing, because the center of everything starts with leadership. Because leadership, it's a leader who is on top. It doesn't matter how, what type of a leader. Whether the character, his characters, and the method he was put, or the way you said, like elected, or maybe elected, or maybe he imposed himself, or he was chosen by people, all like that. Then when you come to the followers, that's why nobody can claim a leadership, because everybody, even leaders, can be influenced by the people or by the books or by technology or whatever. Even followers, they can also be influenced. That's why you can say leadership can never be a position. It's a process. All those things can influence. Even the situation itself can influence. That's why you find, even where they say, no, this one is a situational leader. Why? Because he was influenced by the situation on the ground to act in a manner he acted. That one, it's where you say, look, leadership is about influence and make a decision about it. Who to make a decision? Is the people, is the leaders and the followers, like, let's say in simple, are the people. But people have divided into categories, the leaders and the follower. But the situation is always there. Either natural or man-made,
all right.
But we have to decide about it. What we are going to do about it?
All right. Thank you very much. All right. That is what we are getting there. 083-288-401. That's a number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. He is saying that. Okay, from what I'm getting from him, he's saying that leadership is the one that decides what type of governance it is. And it also decides what type of technology that should work. To him, I think he's saying that the leadership is powerful. Still, it's powerful than... It's powerful to democracy, and it's also powerful to technology, because leadership is the one that decides. It's the one that sets a presidency. Eager FM.
Good morning.
Yes, morning. Good.
Thanks, how are you?
Yes.
Yeah, for me, the way I'm seeing it, leadership, technology, and democracy. I think technology is the enabler,
yeah,
to leadership, on how leadership transforms and how democracy develops. The leadership can use technology on influencing their leadership, whether to be democratic or autocratic. I'm seeing it from that angle.
So you are saying technology is an enabler.
Yeah.
So it can be the one to determine whether leadership in these days is democratic or autocratic.
Because it influences leadership. Yeah, and it's from technology. Usually nowadays, technology is the main tool. We'll be able to see whether we have a thriving leadership, or a leadership that is leading a thriving democracy, or it's keeping on the side of the autocracy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the platform or the modality there, I think the playing field, exercising the leadership on the using technology.
All right.
Technology is the enabler.
All right.
That's the way I see things.
Okay.
All right. Thank you
very much. All right. Technology can enable you to be democratic or to be autocratic. And this is in line with what I was saying, that you see, technology woke up and told leadership and democracy to say, guys, hand it over to me. You are failing to do it. Let me enable you to do it differently. The resuming of parliament this year, technology told the president, you don't need to go there. Let me go there for you. So talk here. They will hear you from here. So that's technology. It tells the president you are going to do it virtually. So it's virtual meetings. That's technology dictating to say, you can be in Kenya, you can be in India, you can be wherever. We are doing it virtually. It's a Zoom meeting. Some people want to travel to say, I want to go to Kenya. Technology say, sit down in your office. Here is a link. Attend the meeting in Kenya. So there is no going. You are going where? Sit down in your office in Okalongo. The meeting is in Windhoek. No going to Windhoek, no claiming SMT. You are going to sit down there in your office and technology, I'm going to tell you what to do. So it works. So it's an enabler. And when we are here, the last thing that I want to talk about, when it comes to technology, one component that we ignore is hypocrisy. That is one component that we ignore when we are talking about democracy. And I don't want to put it on democracy. I want to put it on technology. What is the hypocrisy of technology? What is the hypocrisy of technology? Technology is a hypocrite. In as much as it is an enabler, it's also a hypocrite. And I'm going to tell you why. In as much as technology is an enabler for you to be able to do your work smoothly, for somebody to be able to help you when we do collaboration, my colleague always says, please send me TeamViewer. Don't close the TeamViewer because I need to work on those. I need to work. There's something I'm doing. So that is fascinating. And that technology tells you, I'm with you. I'm for you. You are secured. If technology was not a hypocrite, we wouldn't have hackers today. People who hack into other people's accounts. If technology was really for you, we wouldn't have hackers today. The people who create viruses are those who create antivirus at the same time. So that's a hypocrisy of technology. So your own phone, your own mobile phone, is your phone. It is in your pocket. You are saying, this is my phone. Eagle FM.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you, Frank?
Fine, how are you?
Fine. Technology, leadership, democracy, and technology.
Yeah, bro.
Technology must come at the end. That is leadership, then democracy, and then technology.
So technology must have a smaller voice.
Yeah.
Why?
Technology depends on the other two.
Mm-hmm.
First, there must be leadership, and then that leadership must be democratic.
And then
technology will thrive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course, there are instances where without democracy, technology can thrive when there is good leadership. For example, you can take the example of China. China is not a democratic country, the way we know democracy. But the way we work at what democracy is.
No, I think they are democratic in the Chinese way. Who said that democratic democracy is just Western?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, because if we say they are not democratic, what are we looking at?
Yeah, but in the true sense of the word, they are not democratic. The opposite of democracy is autocracy. The Chinese society is autocratic. Leadership is autocratic. Whether they want to, or other people, they want to call it democracy with their own characteristics, democracy with Chinese characteristics. The truth is just that there's no characteristics. Democracy is just democracy. Autocracy is just autocracy. Although there are variations in between. Too much autocracy, too much democracy, and a lot of people are just in. They take a little bit from democracy, a little bit from autocracy, then you have something that what characteristics you can give. Yeah. But now leadership must come number one. And then number two, if they have democracy, if they don't want democracy, like the Chinese, they don't have democracy, but they have something else. In the place of democracy, they have an ideology. The Chinese have got an ideology. They have got leadership, then ideology, and then technology. You know what I mean? Ideology is something they've created for themselves to say, this is what we want to achieve by doing this and this and this and this and this. Therefore, we must not deviate from this. Their technology is following the ideology. The ideology comes from the patriotism to say, this is our motherland. We must develop it ourselves. We must not deviate from it. Anybody who is going to deviate, then that person is going to become an outcast. It's no longer part of us. Whether they've got good ideas or not, we are not going to work with them. We are not going to listen to such a person. It's not part of us because it's going away from our ideology. While other people, they are using democracy, them, they are using their ideology to go towards democracy, I mean technology. Now, in other societies, the people, they have got democracy. To such an extent that people are free. They have got freedom to do anything. Now, this freedom is creating an environment where people can engage in technological activities. You are free to search anything on the internet, to search for information. If you want to create a bomb, you can just Google, and then you find this information. And then you can go at your house, and you look for petrol. And then you create a bomb. Out of that bomb, this is how technology starts. People are free, democracy. Nobody will ask you why you are creating a bomb, a petrol bomb. Nobody will ask you. It's technology. I'm innovating. That is democracy.
All right.
First of all, it's leadership. Leadership gives this people that you are free. If this innovation you are engaged in is good for us, then continue, go on. But now the problem for us in Namibia and Africa, we don't have democracy, we don't have leadership, we don't have technology. We will not get any technology because the first thing, we don't have them. Leadership we don't have, democracy we don't have.
Victor, do you know that our banking sector in Africa are the most advanced, more advanced than European banks?
I can agree with you. But why? It's because these banks are not saving us. They are saving somebody else. This is why they are advanced, but not advanced in our favor. The people who are making the banks advanced is because they want to keep money in those banks. The looting which is taking place in our country, they are hiding between the banks. That's why these banks are advanced. But had the banks been saving the local people, they will not be advanced. Yeah. So we must talk about leadership, must be at the top. And then this leadership must define our democracy. Not this top-down democracy.
All right, Victor. Thank you very much. We are running out of time.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, now to finish off, I was saying that the phone that you say is your phone. Do you know that your phone that you say is your phone? that you are busy using to take selfies and update your WhatsApp status and Instagram, and you are smiling, making TikTok videos, and you are smiling on Facebook there, do you know that that phone of yours is your best snitch? You know that your phone is your best snitch. Whatever is going on, whatever your mic is recording on the background, and whatever your camera is taking on the background without you knowing, is snitching. And that is a hypocrisy of technology. That's a hypocritical side of technology. When technology assures you that whatever we are doing is end-to-end encryption, there's nothing like that. If the government wants to get your WhatsApp chat, they'll get it. If they want to get your calls, they'll get it. If they want to get your SMSs, they'll get it. There is nothing in your phone that they cannot get. Even if your deleted status, they can get it if it is really needed. And if it is a threat to what they call national security, they can get it. Why? Because technology lied to you and it told you that I am for you and you are secured in my hand. At the same time, technology is lying to them to say, look, I can give you what he has. Everything that he has, I can give to you. So that's how hypocritical technology is, just like democracy. There is too much hypocrisy in democracy. The same hypocrisy that is in democracy is the same hypocrisy that is in technology. So democracy says what is going on in Ukraine is a violation of international law, but what was going on in Iraq was called setting up, a regime change and democratization of Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya, where many people died. So that's how hypocritical democracy is. And that technology also become a hypocrite, because if technology was real, we would not have hackers today. So we'll not have hackers today. And I learned this during the trial of Oscar Pretorius. All his SMSs were read in court. Where did they get it? From the service provider. He might even have deleted some from his device. The fact that you delete your thing from your device is not guarantee that that thing is deleted. There is a recycle bin of recycled bins. There is a recycle bin of recycled bins where those things are kept. And if people want to bring them out, they can come, they can resurrect from the dead. And everything is consent. There is a grave of all graves, so, as far as your contact and your chat. Yes, it's end-to-end encryption, because nobody knows what you are chatting with the other person except the one that is in your middle, the unseen hand, the soft hand. So that's how hypocritical technology is. And that brings us to an end of our conversation today. And we are going to meet again on Friday, on Monday, when we continue with more tech discussions. And we want to make more tech because tech is not ours, and we are at the bottom end of technology as far as innovation is concerned. But we will always try to bring it to our context and make discussions relevant to our level of understanding. Right. All right, before I go, let me greet Dwight. Dwight, do you trust technology?
Not really. I use it every day.
You use it every day, but you don't trust it.
Well,
they say it's end-to-end encryption. Hey.
Okay, for WhatsApp, I will trust WhatsApp for that.
Well, I will test it because you don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But that's how far I can go trusting it.
Mm.
But does it mean there is nobody who knows?
Well, Facebook does because they own it.
So that's where we start. So if the government wants to know what you have been talking about, they just approach who? Facebook, not you.
Mm.
Because you might have deleted some of the things that you have said.
And it's one of the reasons why the original Facebook founders, when they sold it, not Facebook, the WhatsApp founders, when they sold it to Facebook, Facebook was trying to find backdoor ways of bringing in the same advertising we see and feel and experience on our Facebook.
Yeah.
Which is like that Google advertising also, you know.
Yes.
If you go into a website, you see these Google ads hanging here.
Those irritating websites. Yeah. I mean, ads.
Yeah. So they wanted to do the same thing with WhatsApp. And the last guy to leave WhatsApp was one of the founders who was also the CEO, the previous CEO of WhatsApp. That guy left. He wrote a very long, I almost want to call it like a grievance letter, but he posted it on, I think, on his Twitter or something. And he said that he accused Zuckerberg of trying to undermine the end-to-end encryption because WhatsApp's popularity was based upon what I send to you, Franz. No one else can intercept WhatsApp messages. But if Meta or Facebook somehow get it right to undermine that technological strength, then
you see WhatsApp sending you suggestion of groups because an algorithm has learned that you like groups that are more discussion, like they are more topical. And you see WhatsApp suggesting you that you join this group, like what Facebook is doing. They suggest a lot of things because they are intercepting your conversation. And that's why I was talking about the hypocrisy of technology.
And one that is going to happen now for sure is for all those that love Twitter so much, you'll start seeing the things that Elon Musk wants to sort of like get right there. Because if you can edit a tweet, an old one, then that actually means that any old tweet can be deleted whenever, amended whenever, and so on.
Yeah.
And being made as if it's something new.
Yes. Right. Dwight, let me leave you at this point and continue with your show.
Exactly, Franz.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.